Josh Hawley blasts Google, are any of those statements actually true? By Alim Bokhari on March 14, 2019. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, blasted Google in a hearing with the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, accusing the tech giant of failing to supply consumers with a meaningful way to opt out of its invasive data collection practices. The senator, a fierce critic of big tech who recently used his on-stage appearance at CPAC to warn of a concentration of power in Silicon Valley and sweetheart deals between tech companies and the government, suggested that Google was denying its users a meaningful choice. "I'm concerned about the implicit bargain that consumers are being asked to ratify, by which they get supposedly free services but actually have enormous amounts of personal data extracted from them without knowing exactly what's going on." Hawley drew attention to Google's written testimony to the committee, in which the company said for over 20 years now, "Our flagship products have been free. Google clearly explains how it makes money, and clearly explains how our products use personal information. My question is that really true? Are any of those statements actually true?" asked Hawley. The senator went on to ask Google spokesman Will DeVries, why Android phones collected location data on users even when users elect to turn off Google's location services feature, which gives Google permission to collect location data from its users. Do you think an average consumer, let's say a teenager with an Android phone, would be surprised to learn that Google is tracking his location even when location services are turned off, by scanning Wi-Fi networks around him throughout the day? Do you think he'd be surprised by that? DeVries insisted that Google's data collection was solely to provide value back to the user and to make the phone work, so the consumer cannot meaningfully opt out, interjected Hawley. He has gone and tried to turn location services off. He's not using his phone, it's still communicating and sending information to you. Here is my basic concern, said the senator. Americans have not signed up for this. They think that the products you're offering them are free, they're not free. They think that they can opt out of the tracking that you're performing, they can't meaningfully opt out. It's kinda like that old Eagles song, you know, you can check out at any time, but you can never leave. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alimbokhari@protonmail.com.